Hello, thank you for being here with me today. We can call this the Jargon Opera, and you can hear me as Vendor. This is a quick recording. I just wanted to put something out there because it had been some time already. I've been very busy and am doing this recording impromptu. I have picked up more work, a lot more from my previous job, and have started working, making phone calls for a friend as another. But it goes unpaid right now with the potential to be highly rewarded for my efforts in the future. I'm trying to follow my intuition. I know that by doing more, you have a lot more opportunity to create more. That action leads to results. It's a confusing time right now, and it's hard to know where to place your energy, where to put your attention. But as I said, it's better to do something than nothing. I hope you are doing well. I'm happy to see that I have people listening to this. Not many, but there are viewers of this recording series. And that is encouragement for me to continue to do it. I have found that I have viewers in Brazil, England, Germany, and that's exciting that we truly have a small world after all. Part of what I'm doing right now is I'm calling business owners, and the point is that I am trying to get their attention. I'm giving my attention to them for a moment and seeing if they will return the favor. And it is both hard to do and easy at the same time. Or as they say, it's simple, but it's not easy. And I think that's kind of like life, isn't it? That the things we do in any given time can be both challenging but simple. But it is our challenges that shape us, overcoming hardships and persevering for a greater goal. I was trying to decide what it is that I want to be doing with the rest of my life. There is so much uncertainty anymore. But I can say that what I don't want is to regret that I didn't try, that I didn't do anything. I'm not doing any type of conventional effort. And I believe you have to do unconventional things to have unconventional results, such as working for free. That is definitely unconventional. But in a way, it's a step towards a goal of mine to be financially independent, to be my own man, to create my own wealth. Because if one lives off of a check, then in so many words, you're a slave. Because a job I just read this morning is just over broke. Well, I'm broke, so anything is an improvement. But I'm not broke. I'm very wealthy. I just haven't manifested it yet. Because I've been distracted in the mundane distractions of life. It's very easy to get stuck in the hole of distraction. But I don't want that for myself. I want to be an artist, a life creation artist, that I have created my own reality with my own mind. I make an effort to not speak badly of myself or do or say things that disparage myself, because all words are a spell and we listen to ourselves. I literally listen to myself on this very recording to see how I feel about what I had to say. But be careful what you say to others about your life and yourself. And the two most powerful words in the world are I am, especially what you follow it through with. I have found that when I do these recordings, that each word is uncovering a stone to my own reality. You can find more about yourself by talking to a recording device than I even realized from the beginning. But I'm trying to live with effort, with putting effort into something like a professional bodybuilder who makes the decision that they are going to be just that. I am a life builder. I'm building a life of a top life builder is what I am working for at this time. It's nice right now. It's early and I'm the first one awake in the home. The birds are chirping, the sun is shining. It's like the Marley song. And waking up first has this benefit of giving me the time to center myself. I spent the first part of the morning just reading some information that is beneficial mentally to me for mindset, to set the table. I have found that your first actions of the day set the tone of the day. Classical music is amazing. When I have the patience to listen to it and not be distracted. It's these distractions, you know. The entertainment. That wasn't something that we had, you know, not that long ago. There may have been a couple of books to read, but for the most part, people were too busy working soil so that they could eat. But now, we don't have that. I suppose if one lived on a lush island, you know, with all the natural resources. In fact, I have heard that prehistoric man only worked for food something like 15 hours a week. Imagine that. Only 15 hours a week of effort, and the rest of the time with family. That is natural human living there in abundance, just gathering what is in front of you, and the rest of the time with your family, with your tribe, with your people. If you are out there without your people, I'm sorry. I understand there's a lot of lonely people out there. Yesterday there was a shooting by a 6th grade girl on 2 students and an adult 6th grade in a town called Rigby, which I found interesting because that reminded me of the Beatles song, Eleanor Rigby, All the Lonely People. I read the lyrics, and it's really a pretty simple song. There are only two main portions or choruses of the song. All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Well, they belong with their tribe. We all belong with our people. And I'm fortunate enough to have people, and I'm fortunate enough to have the drama of this person doing that and this and all of those things. But I carry the burden of being the father, the husband, the man, the person who needs to bring home the kill. And now I am wanting to be in a position to provide that kill for my family. And it's not always easy. In fact, nothing good is, as they say. And I've never been, you know, air quotes, successful. I've never broke 50,000 in a year. And time has caught up with me. And so now I'm trying to get to that place. And what I've seen just in this week that I've been working with my friend who asked me to make calls for him is that he struggles, but he makes big money. But his work doesn't require heavy lifting, but rather relying on relationships with other people. And so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to work with other people to get where I want to be able to provide more for myself and my people, so that we can have more in this life, to have a better life in these crazy times. It's not that I want so much the material things, but that I want the options to be able to do more. And I want to be able to design a life where I can get these things anywhere, that we can be anywhere, and I can pull the levers and push the buttons that need to be pushed so that I am able to generate the means for us to be anywhere we wish. And it's totally doable. But it's only 1% of the people who figure this out. I'm afraid that I'm repeating a lot of the stuff that I've heard, and I've made that promise to you, listener, to not repeat things that I have heard. And I apologize. I'm concerned. I've been very tired. Yesterday I was worn out, and I have made one revelation to myself that I will share with you, is that caffeine without water becomes worthless. I've known this for a long time, since I was 18 years old and worked at a Starbucks, that you have to remain hydrated. But I throw energy drinks and coffee and push myself with a stick to keep on going, but it becomes worthless if you don't drink water. So if you ever find yourself like me, pushing and pushing, but not getting the energy after having all of the caffeine you can consume, have a couple of bottles of water and you'll find that it makes an enormous difference. I'm sorry that this has been a rambling success commercial. I'm sorry. But it's where my head is right now these days, to be focused on this place. I'm sorry that I just started recording in this noisy room. But I appreciate you that you have listened to this much. Thank you for listening to the Jargon Opera and hearing me as Vendor. To all the lonely people, it's going to be okay. That's something I will close out with. I will tell you a quick story. I went into a 7-Eleven yesterday getting my energy drink. And one of the cashiers was stocking candies and crying. She was bawling practically. You could hear her whimpering, and two girls were trying to console her, and I only overheard them speaking something about someone complaining about something she did, and she was afraid that she was going to be fired from her job at 7-Eleven. And at first, I minded my own business and puttered around the store looking for what I would have for lunch. And I went back and I went directly up to her. And I said to her, "It's going to be okay." I put my hand on her shoulder and I said, "Listen, it's going to be okay." And I told her that I had been through some hard times as well. And I had learned that by saying out loud, "It's going to be okay in the worst of times," that, like I said earlier, what you say aloud is your truth. That it's going to be okay. And I believe that in that moment I was able to help her. That I gave her something to focus on. That it was going to be okay, as opposed to focusing on her fear of what could be, what was coming. So that is my magic trick, is that it's going to be okay no matter what. You have to know this. You have to say this out loud to yourself, and the more you feel that it isn't going to be okay, the more you need to say, "It's going to be okay. Listener, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay." Thank you for your time. May you be blessed with insight and motivation and happiness. Until we talk again, be well.